Hey, wake up. No time for a siesta. We got a program to do, Stephanie.
What?
Snap
oh,
out of it. Wake up. Get on your feet.
It's nap time.
It's siesta time. Well, it could be. It depends on the time of day. But, yes, that's very interesting that you were sleeping to begin our program
yeah.
as we talk about culture, the idea of the siesta, the nap in the afternoon, which actually might be a good thing.
Siesta isn't English, is it? Isn't it Spanish?
Yeah, I guess it's originally a Spanish word. But most people in English-speaking countries will know what a siesta is. It just means an afternoon nap.
Yeah, we love siestas.
Kind of depends where you are. In Spain, it could be a couple of hours. That does include lunch and then a nap and then maybe a visit with your family. Whereas here in Taiwan, a siesta probably just involves a rest of maybe 15 to 20 minutes
mm-hmm.
or so
yeah.
after you've finished your lunch. And then you can continue your work for the rest of the day.
You know, but in Spain, it's so darn hot in the afternoon.
Well, so darn hot here in the afternoon,
yeah,
too.
I know. Yeah. I know. We need a siesta here. That they actually close down the shops and the stores from 2 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and people just relax for a while. They're not sleeping for 3 hours. They're taking a break, but I think it's a great tradition in their culture. We're going to talk more about that in today's program.
So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now.
You look at a clock and notice that it's almost 2 p.m. It's time for a siesta, the Spanish word for midday rest. In Taiwan, people often take 10 to 20 minute naps after lunch. However, in Spain, it's a 3 hour break. Although the post-lunch rest may not have actually originated in Spain, the tradition of taking 40 winks is almost synonymous with the country nowadays. For the people of Spain, the siesta is ingrained in their culture. It's not uncommon for tourists visiting Spanish cities to find shops closed from 2 to 5 p.m., as that is the time most residents traditionally choose to return home for a long lunch with family and friends, along with a short snooze. Originally, the tradition began when farmers tried to stay inside during the hottest hours of the day. Eventually, other workers started taking the time to re-energize themselves with a good meal and rest after a full morning's labor. The traditional 3-hour siesta was more popular than ever when the city of Madrid hosted the first annual siesta championship in 2010. In this unusual competition, participants were asked to sleep in public. They were then awarded points for unique sleeping positions, loud snores, and eye-catching outfits. Despite seeming like big time wasters, siestas actually have a number of benefits. Some studies have found that siestas improve work productivity and performance. Additionally, they may increase alertness by more than 50%. Which is good for laborers working with heavy machinery. Furthermore, siestas decrease the risk of heart disease. The good outweighs the bad when it comes to siestas. So why not put your feet up and doze off?
Let's talk about the contents of our lesson right now, everybody. Okay, it's our unit on culture. Here in the middle of winter here in January, and we're talking about the siesta. It's sleeping for the benefit of the job. What do you think? Do you think taking a nap in the middle of the day is actually good for your job?
I think it's good for me. I don't often get to go home and take a little snooze, you know, for about 15 minutes, which is just about perfect for me.
Sure.
I've been working through lunch the last couple of years, teaching. But when I do get a chance to go home and take a little snooze, I feel better the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. And I think for you and myself and other foreigners, we picked up this hobby, or this habit, I should say, from the good people of Taiwan here. We don't really have this tradition back in North America.
No.
At least I didn't. And I learned that, hey, this actually works. You just kind of lay down or lie down, and then you kind of go to sleep a little bit, and then suddenly you're awake, and you're like, hey, I'm all full of energy. I'm ready to work the afternoon. So it's a good practice, at least I think so.
Although I have to say, I grew up with a dad who would take cat naps during the day. He would call them his power naps. He could actually sit up straight in his chair at the office. He's an attorney, a lawyer. And he would take these little 10-minute naps, and he would be great after that. But he also would get up at 5 or 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that could happen to people who get up so early.
He
the early birds get the worm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this reminds me of my grandfather, I should say.
Oh.
Supposedly, he would work in the morning, and then he'd get off for lunch, he'd come home, eat lunch with his wife, and then he'd take a nap on the sofa there, and then he'd get up and go back to work at about, say, 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Cool.
And work until about 7 or so and come back home. So I guess his habit there was like the way the Spanish people do. But let's talk about this. What could happen if you're working in Spain? You look at a clock and notice that it's almost 2 p.m., which is 2 in the afternoon, and that means it's time for a siesta. Siesta is the Spanish word for midday rest. Siesta means rest. But, you know, this is a Spanish word, but pretty much everybody in the English-speaking world knows what this word means.
In the English-speaking world knows what this is. That's right. Now, in Taiwan, people often take these 10 to 20-minute naps after lunch. I remember when I first came to Taiwan years and years ago, I thought that was so strange. I would walk into a bank at 12:30 and people would have their heads on their desks. And I thought, what is going on? You just don't see that in America. Well, in Spain, it's not just a 10 to 20-minute nap after lunch like Taiwan. They take a 3-hour break. Now, although the post-lunch rest may not have actually originated in Spain, originate means to start somewhere, they do have a tradition of taking 40 winks. Now, 40 winks is just a fun, informal phrase that is used instead of saying a nap. So 40 winks is a short nap. Nowadays, that tradition of taking a short nap or a nap is almost synonymous with the country nowadays. If something is synonymous with something else, it means they have the same meaning or they're strongly associated with that. You could say Apple's name is synonymous with technology and quality. Apple produces these fun little toys that we play with, like iPhones and iPads and iPods. Lots of fun toys.
Indeed. So we think about Spain when we think of siesta, and I think a lot of people from Northern Europe actually look down on Spain for that. Oh, Spain, they have that siesta in the afternoon, so you have to wait until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon before you can call them to talk business and stuff like that. But in any case, yes, it's synonymous with the country, the siesta. They do enjoy their afternoon naps there.
I think the French are just jealous.
Could be, indeed, but there might be something to that because the unemployment in Spain is quite high.
Mm-hmm.
I bet a lot of people are saying, hey, if you Spaniards didn't take those afternoon naps, maybe you wouldn't have so much unemployment and wouldn't be so bankrupt, but that's another topic for someone else to discuss. But let's talk about the people of Spain, or España, as they say in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
For the people of Spain, the siesta is ingrained in their culture. And if you talk about the word ingrain, that means something is very well established. It's not going to change very easily. And it's often used with the preposition in, to be ingrained in something.
Mm-hmm, and that's an adjective, to be ingrained. Well, you might have a very strong habit. You could say, yeah, the habit's been ingrained in me. Or I have an ingrained habit of getting up in the morning and going for walks. So it's something they've been doing a long time, so it's part of their culture. It's not uncommon for tourists who visit Spanish cities to be walking around in the afternoon and find that the shops are all closed from 2 to 5 p.m. It can be a little annoying if you're a tourist, but what I did is I just went back to my hotel room and took a long break too, and then I went out again when it was a little cooler. During the time from 2 to 5 is when most residents, people who live in Spain, traditionally choose to return home for that long break. A resident is someone who lives in a particular place. You don't have to be born there. You don't have to be a citizen of the country. Tom and I are both residents of Taipei. I used to be a resident of New York City. And before that, California. So a resident is someone who lives in a particular place.
Right, and the residents there will traditionally choose to return home for a long lunch with family and friends, along with a short snooze. So that's, I guess, their choice. They don't have to do this. I guess they could keep the shop open if they think it's good for business. But they can choose to do this. Mm-hmm. They'll close the shop and return home. They'll have a long lunch. And they don't just chomp it down or, you know, wolf it down, as my mother used to say. They actually eat it and enjoy it and have a bit of a chat with their friends.
I even think they drink alcohol.
Have some wine, too. It sounds actually pretty cool. Maybe listen to some music afterwards, sing some songs or stuff like that. Then they take a nap. Here it says they have a short snooze, and snooze just means a rest. You're not really in a deep sleep. It's just kind of a nap. A snooze is the button that you hit on your alarm clock if you want to rest some more. You push the snooze button, and the alarm will go off again maybe in another 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, my snooze button goes off after another 5 minutes.
Okay.
I like that snooze function. Snooze is also a verb. You could go snooze for a while. He's taking a snooze, or he's snoozing. Well, originally, the tradition began when farmers tried to stay inside during the hottest hours of the day. Now, Tom pointed out earlier in the program that, hey, Taiwan's pretty darn hot in the summer. Why don't we have a siesta? It is very hot, but in Spain, you're in a desert, and it's extremely hot. Those sun rays, the sunshine is so strong. And I think it's a little tougher maybe sometimes out there, although humidity is tough to deal with as well. So that's when the tradition began. Those farmers thought, wow, it's too hot to be in the fields. There's no shade, no trees. So they would go in during those hours of the day to cool off.
Yes, I think they've said the same thing about people in Thailand. I've heard people in Taiwan who do business in Thailand say, oh, all they want to do is sleep in the afternoon. You know, we got to work, you know, there's money to be made. And that's what life is all about, making money. So don't be so lazy. So in any case, it kind of depends on where you are. But I guess the tradition here in Taiwan is to just have a much shorter nap than they do in Spain and Thailand.
Although I have noticed there is this habit or tradition in Taiwan where restaurants will kind of close down from about 2 to, say, 5. Because in my neighborhood, sometimes I'll have lunch late. I won't get a chance to eat till 2:30. Sometimes it's hard to find a place that's serving food. They're kind of taking a little rest, which I totally understand.
I guess most people just want to have their lunch over the noon hour and forget about it. So if you want to have lunch at 2 or 3 in the afternoon,
forget it.
You might have to go to some Western fast food restaurants.
Yeah,
they don't
darn it.
Close. But in any case, we'll continue talking about this subject in just a second. Let's take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Evan。今天我们要来讨论的是西班牙这个国家非常特殊的文化传统，也就是 siesta, 午休。首先我们看到课文第一段的最后一句话。Although the post-lunch rest may not have actually originated in Spain, the tradition of taking 40 winks is almost synonymous with the country nowadays. 虽然在午餐之后休息可能不是真的源自于西班牙，但是日间小睡片刻的这个传统现今几乎已经是这个国家的代名词了。在这句话里面的 40 winks, 它是一个俚语，也就是打盹的意思。而 synonymous 这个形容词，它的意思就是同义的。如果我们说 A be synonymous with B, 也就是 A 是 B 的同义词或代名词的意思。举例来说， To many tea lovers,The very name Taiwan is synonymous with fine oolong teas. 对许多喜欢喝茶的人来说，台湾这个名字就是优良乌龙茶的代名词。接下来我们看到课文第二段，第二段的第一句开头说， For the people of Spain, the siesta is ingrained in their culture. 对西班牙人来说，午休在他们的文化之中是根深蒂固的。 ingrained 是个形容词，它的意思就是根深蒂固的。我们常说 ingrained habits, 根深蒂固的习惯。我们也可以说 ingrained prejudice, 根深蒂固的偏见。接下来我们看到课文第二段的第二句，我们先看句子的前半段。It's not uncommon for tourists visiting Spanish cities to find shops closed from 2 to 5 p.m. 到西班牙城市的观光客常常会发现店家在下午2点到5点之间是关门的。句子之中的 tourists visiting 其实是关系代名词的省略用法，原本应该是 tourists who visit。在省略了 who 这个关系代名词之后，后方的动词 visit 因为是主动形态，所以加上了 ing。 接下来句子的后半段说， As that is the time most residents traditionally choose to return home for a long lunch with family and friends along with a short snooze， 因为在这段时间大多数的居民习惯上选择回家和家人朋友慢慢吃一顿午餐再打个小盹。句子开头的 as 它是一个连接词， is 就等于 because， 而句子后方的 along with 这边是一个副词片语，它的意思就是以及连同。举例来说， I keep my insurance paperwork in the top drawer along with my other important documents， 我将我的保险资料放在最上层的抽屉，连同我其他重要的文件。接下来课文第二段的第三句话说， Originally, the tradition began when farmers tried to stay inside during the hottest hours of the day. 起初午休这个传统源自于农夫试着在一天最热的时候待在室内。 Originally 是个副词，它的意思就是起初原来。举例来说， Originally, Taipei 101 was called Taipei World Financial Center. 起初台北101大楼叫做台北国际金融中心。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue our lesson. We're talking about the tradition of the siesta in Spain, and originally the tradition began when farmers tried to stay inside during the hottest hours of the day. They certainly didn't want to get sunburned. It makes a lot of sense. Why go out there in the fields and work under the hot sun when you don't have to? Well, eventually, after time, other workers started taking the time to re-energize themselves with a good meal and a good rest after a full morning's labor. So the tradition began with farmers, but then other workers started to observe this tradition as well. So here it says, eventually, in the end, after a long delay, that's what happened.
Yeah, we use it just to say, sometime later, I could say, you know what? Eventually, I'm going to go back to New York for a visit, but I haven't been for a while. I don't know when that's going to be, but it's sometime in the future. So eventually, other workers thought, hey, those farmers have a great idea. We should copy their example. So they started taking the time to re-energize themselves with a good meal and a rest after working a full morning. Now, if you re-energize, it means you're energizing again. What's to energize mean? Well, it means to give yourself energy, to give yourself some excitement back again. So they wanted to get some more energy to work in the afternoon. And, you know, eating helps. You don't want to eat a big meal. If I eat too much food in the afternoon, I just want to go to sleep for a long time. But it does help to have some food and get a little short rest and then get out there again.
Does seem natural. After you have lunch, you feel very tired. I guess all the body's blood goes down to your stomach and works on digestion.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you're going to feel tired. So a nap after lunch makes a lot of sense. And the traditional three-hour siesta was more popular than ever when the city of Madrid hosted the first annual siesta championship in 2010. So I guess they have some kind of festival there, some kind of celebration of the siesta in Madrid, which is the largest city in Spain, the capital city of Madrid, Real Madrid is their football team there. I think Ronaldo is still playing for them.
Cool.
And, of course, they have this three-hour siesta. It's very popular there. In fact, it's more popular than ever. It's never been more popular than it is now, or at least the first time they hosted this festival back in 2010. It was a championship.
A championship is an important competition that decides which player or which team is the best in a particular sport or game. For example, you might have the tennis championships going on, a golf championship, but in baseball, it's the World Series. But the championship game will be the last game played in that series. Now, in this unusual competition, we're going to tell you about it. It's called the Annual Siesta Championship. I guess they're looking for the best sleepers, the people who sleep the best. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
It seems weird they're doing anything to attract tourists these days. I guess their economy is desperate for any extra cash it can get its hands on.
Hey, Spain's a great place to go, though, guys, because their food is delicious.
Y también en España se habla en español. You can learn some Spanish there when you're there. It's a pretty cool language, guys. If you learn some Spanish, you can certainly wow the girls back home. They'll fall right into your arms if you say, "Ah, señorita, te amo con todo mi corazón."
What does that mean?
Miss, I love you with all my heart.
Cool.
Okay, well, that's your Spanish lesson for today, but let's get back to English here. And indeed, this happened in Madrid back in 2010. It was the first annual Siesta Championship, and in this unusual, strange competition, participants were asked to sleep in public. Yeah, usually we sleep at home or in the office or in a hotel or something like that. But here they were sleeping outside in public. In public means in a public place where there are people, a park, on the street, etc. And a competition is like a contest, basically, in which people play some kind of game in order to determine who is the best.
Yeah, you try to win something, get something, or prove that you're better than someone else is at doing something. So they have this competition in public, which is interesting. We usually sleep in private. Participants are people who are involved in some sort of activity or event. These guys were actually competitors, you could call them as well. They were then awarded points for unique sleeping positions, or if you were really good at loud snores, if you had a very loud snore, you would actually get more points. Or if you wore eye-catching outfits, to award someone means to give them something, to give them a reward or a prize. If you win a contest, you will be awarded a prize, maybe some money. That would be fun. So they got points for unique sleeping positions. Unique means very unusual, very special, unlike most positions that you see. You might sleep on your stomach. You might sleep on your side. How else would you sleep? What are some unique...
Maybe you would sleep on a bed of nails or on top of a door or something
That's
like
crazy.
That.
That's crazy.
Right, but so you could get points if you could sleep in that position with your, you know, legs tied around your neck or something. Who
Uncomfortable.
Knows? Yes, but you could win the contest if you slept like that. Also, if you wear eye-catching outfits that catch people's attention. An outfit is just a set of clothing, not just the shirt, not just the trousers, but the whole set together.
Yeah, your shoes, your jewelry, your watch, if you have a hat, that's all part of your outfit. So if it's eye-catching, it's pretty cool, so people want to look at it. So who knows what they were wearing. Typically, when we go to sleep, we wear something called pajamas, or short, we say PJs. Oh, I like your PJs. Now, some people these days just wear T-shirts and shorts to sleep in. Some people like to sleep in the nude without clothes, but I would feel a little uncomfortable, but whatever. Now, despite seeming like big-time wasters, despite means it's not really something that's going to affect anything. It's not preventing what is really true. So even though to some people it looks like you're wasting time, siestas actually have a number of benefits. A benefit is something that helps you. It's an advantage. Some studies have found that siestas improve work productivity and performance. Productivity is a noun, non-count noun. You can't say productivities.
No.
It's the rate at which a goods or work is produced or completed. So if you're really productive, your productivity rate is very high. If you're lazy and it takes you a long time to get things done, your productivity is low. And your performance here actually means the act of doing some sort of job or activity. So your boss is looking for good performers on the job. They're looking for good performances.
I did want to say you can pronounce this word productivity or productivity. Both are acceptable. So, yeah, they actually help you work better and they help you produce more. Additionally, you could also say in addition also, they may increase alertness by more than 50%. Alertness is the state of being alert or awake, aware of what's happening around you. You're not really absent-minded. You know what you're doing, so you can, of course, be very efficient if you're very alert.
That's really important if you're a laborer working with heavy machinery, machinery that could possibly kill you. So that's a good thing. Furthermore is just a more formal way to say in addition to what we've already said. You could also say moreover to introduce a statement that supports what you've just said. So furthermore, siestas decrease the risk of heart disease so that you won't have a heart attack someday. That's great. The benefits here outweigh the bad or the bad things, the disadvantages when it comes to siestas. So there are more good things about taking a siesta than there are bad things associated with it. To outweigh means it's greater than something in importance or value or even weight.
Right. She outweighs me by 100 pounds, you could say, for example. So why not put your feet up and doze off? Oftentimes people do put their feet up on the desk or something, and then they doze off, they take a nap, they snooze.
To doze means to fall into a very light sleep, not a heavy sleep, just a light sleep when you're snoozing.
We hope that doesn't apply to any of you listening to our program. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Here's our Chinese teacher.
接下来课文第三段的第二句说, In this unusual competition, participants were asked to sleep in public. 在这奇特的比赛中, 参赛者被要求当众睡觉。 Competition是名词, 它的意思就是比赛, 而它的动词就是compete。 如果我们说 competitor 意思就是比赛的选手， 而 participant 它是个名词， 意思就是参与者或者是参赛者。 participation 就是参与的名词。 如果我们要用动词的话， 就要用 participate。 我们常常说 participate in something 就是参与某件事情的意思。 举例来说， The teacher had all of her students stand up and participate in the learning game. 这位老师要全部的学生站起来并参与这个学习活动。课文最后一段的第一句说, Despite seeming like big-time wasters, siestas actually have a number of benefits. 尽管午休看似相当的浪费时间,实际上它有许多的好处。在句子里面的despite, 它的意思就是尽管,虽然,它是一个介系词, 而在它的后方必须加上名词或者是动名词而非子句, 相当于in spite of. 举例来说, Despite the doctor's efforts to save the patient, the injured man didn't survive the operation. 尽管医生努力地拯救病人, 这位受伤的病人最后并没有撑过手术。 我们也可以说, In spite of the setbacks he encountered in his career, the businessman never gave up. 尽管这位商人在职场生涯中曾经遭遇过一些挫折,他从未放弃。课文的最后一句话说, The good outweighs the bad when it comes to siestas, so why not put your feet up and doze off? 论午休,好处多于坏处,利是大于弊的。所以何不休息一下,打个盹儿? 句子里面的outweigh是个动词,它的意思就是胜过,超过,比什么什么更重要的意思。 举例来说, The advantages of the plan outweigh its disadvantages. 这个计划的好处超过胜过了它的坏处。今天我们的讲解就到这边,希望同学们没有听到睡着哦。
We got to wrap up, Tom.
Yeah, that's the end of the program. Yeah, that was a nice nap there, though. I got some extra energy here. I'm very alert. But unfortunately, it's the end of the program. But hey, tune in next time and we'll be wide awake for you then. Please join us then. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.